with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says plans are being made for a summit with Russian President Putin to discuss ending the war in Ukraine.
I'll be meeting very shortly with President Putin. It would have been sooner, but I guess there's security arrangements that unfortunately people have to make. Otherwise, I'd do it much quicker. He would too. He'd like to meet as soon as possible. I agree with it. But we'll be announcing that very shortly.
The president will meet with Vladimir Putin in Alaska next Friday. A suspected shooter near the campuses of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Emory University is dead, and one law enforcement officer is injured after police responded to reports of an active shooter Friday. The incident took place near the entrance to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where the federal agency's employees say bullets struck the windows of several CDC buildings. There's been another Trump administration action against a higher education institution.
The Trump administration is asking UCLA for a $1 billion settlement. That comes weeks after the Justice Department accused the school of anti-Semitism and other civil rights violations. The DOJ says that it found that UCLA violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, specifically by acting with deliberate indifference to creating a hostile educational environment for Jewish and Israeli students. The Trump administration has suspended $584 million in federal grants from the university. The university has said it's committed to campus safety and inclusivity and will continue to implement recommendations. I'm Haya Panjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow and NASDAQ were both up by 207 points. The S&P 500 index advanced 49. Oil at $63.62 a barrel. This is SRN News. Canada will pay homosexuals to move there.
The government in Ottawa is encouraging LGBT people in the U.S. and around the world to consider immigrating with the offer of 12 months of income and resettlement support. Canadian officials are working with homosexual pressure groups, including the Rainbow Railroad, which styles itself as the underground railroad that helped slaves escape from the South here in the U.S. prior to the Civil War. Some critics say Canadian taxpayers should not be footing the bill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump continues to address the concerns of evangelical Christians who form the bedrock of his Republican support. Mr. Trump has established faith-focused entities with numerous influential Christian appointees and has energized supporters with assaults on abortion and the LGBT agenda. His appointees to the Supreme Court have also expanded areas for religious exemptions and expression. SRN News. A legendary astronaut has died.
In NASA's early years, Lovell was one of its most traveled astronauts. In 1970, he was supposed to have been the fifth man to walk on the moon.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Apollo 13's service module, carrying Lovell and two others, experienced a sudden oxygen tank explosion. The crew barely survived.
A situation where it appears that it's doomed to disaster. People at Mission Control turned an almost certain catastrophe into a successful recovery.
I'm Ed Donahue.
In 1968, the Apollo 8 crew of Lovell, Frank Borman, and William Anders was the first to leave Earth's orbit and the first to fly to and circle the moon. Letter writers later said the crew's Christmas Eve reading from Genesis saved America from a tumultuous 1968. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.